infidelity is a pretty severe form of betrayal. You can think about all kinds of different forms of betrayal. Someone who stabs their best friend in the back, someone who steals an opportunity that someone else had at a promotion, a business that is split in half because one person betrayed the other owner. The list can go on and on, but it is so much more difficult to square in your mind how in the world you're supposed to process it when it's not just a friend or a coworker or even a business partner, but your partner for life, the person that you love the most, the person that you build a life with, say vows to, make explicit promises to. And I think a lot of people genuinely do think that you should just be able to move on, that there shouldn't be any effects from this, that it should be easy. It's like, oh yeah, that happens. Life happens. And when people say things like that, it makes me think, have you ever been in love? Do you know what commitment and loyalty even mean? How can you claim to have ever loved someone and not be destroyed when they stab you in the back this way? And whether you think about it from the physical intimacy aspect, where there's so much vulnerability, there's so much giving up of your body to someone else. Or if you think of it from the emotional aspect of building that bond, where you thought that there was a territory, whether of their body or their mind, that only you knew. There was a part of their heart that only you could cherish. There's something about the exclusivity of it that makes it special. At the altar, you're not just saying yes to that one person, but you're forsaking all others, is how it's often worded. You are intentionally saying no. And that's what life often comes down to. There's an infinite number of things that you could hypothetically do with your life. And your life is forged into existence by choosing to say no to millions of different things every single day. And it might not feel like that moment by moment, but that is what defines us as people, is who and what we say no to. That's what boundaries ultimately come down to, which often come up in discussions related to infidelity and trying to recover from it, the importance of having boundaries. A boundary is just saying no to certain behaviors. And infidelity is the ultimate lack of a boundary. It's the ultimate not having that boundary in the first place. It's thinking that you can somehow escape from the rules that everybody else has to follow. It's like wanting to have your cake and eat it too. You're wanting to have this one person be cherished and special, but also act as if that vow, that commitment, and that boundary doesn't have to limit your access to other people. And it's such a central part of who we are. Like with the business, for example, someone can attach a lot of their identity to that. There are people who are workaholics or who just genuinely get a lot of fulfillment out of their work. And so having that stolen from them, you can imagine how that would be a devastating change in their life. Even more so with a relationship, with love. If you look at all of human history, it feels like 90% of human behavior can be explained by people trying to build lives for the people that they love. And so if someone having their wealth or their business or whatever it may be being ripped away from them, if that is a legitimate reason to feel like you're going crazy, to feel like you've lost everything, how much more so when it's the person that you made these vows to? When it's your wife, when it's your husband, when it's your long-term life partner. I don't care about the label, but it's that shared living. It's that shared reality that you built with them. So of course, if that shatters, if that foundation is gone, everything is gone. Everything no longer makes sense. The future that you had in mind, that you were expecting to live into with them, everything is littered with question marks now. The past, the memories that you thought that you could always look back to with joy and happiness and nostalgia, now it's just filled with suspicion of what was true and what wasn't true. And even if you try to isolate the moments that you can guarantee were true, that you can guarantee were good before all things went bad, it can kind of feel like, what's the point? Because I don't know what this is anymore. I don't know what type of story I'm in. Is this a story where I was fooled and now I'm going to continue to be fooled because I might still be gullible? I might give them another chance. And I'm just going to be the permanent sucker in another person's story. That is a huge fear. Imagine getting to the end of your life and realizing that you were taken advantage of the entire time. And I think that can explain a lot of the intrusive thoughts that people have. It's not that they're just trying to figure things out for the sake of trying to figure things out. They're trying to figure out what all of this means. It is the highest level type of thinking that you can do that requires the minutest of details to figure out whether or not you're being a complete idiot for staying or for giving it a chance. And then if you're not staying, if you're not giving it a chance, it's about trying to troubleshoot to make sure that you don't make similar types of decisions in the future. Now, as far as a actual resolution for these types of big questions, typically you're not going to get answers in the details. There are details that you need to make informed decisions of whether to stay in the relationship, absolutely. But as far as figuring out whether or not you're a sucker, whether or not you're being taken advantage of, whether or not you're a fool, which is a pretty consistent fear that underlies all of this, that comes down much more so to your own personal confidence, to your own ability to make and maintain boundaries, your own ability to walk away from scenarios that are not good for you, as well as just your ability to trust yourself. There is an emotional, intuitive side of things, of sensing that things are off and being willing to trust that. Even though it's not going to be perfect, it's the best tool that you have. So if you're falling apart, or if the person that you love is falling apart because they were cheated on either in a past relationship or you were the one that cheated on them, understand that these are the types of dynamics that can be going on behind the scenes. Whether it's intrusive thoughts, emotional flooding, it's not always just about the relationship. It really is often about these identity level questions like, who am I without them? What type of person am I? Am I being the type of person whose actions are reflective of having a high or low self-worth? Am I abandoning someone by giving up right now? These identity questions run deep, and having them be unresolved while trying to navigate the chaos is really tough, but it's kind of a catch-22. Like, how can I navigate who I am while dealing with all this chaos? But also, how can I possibly navigate this chaos without knowing who I am? It's like the worst possible time to have to become more sure of yourself. It's like, what other options do you have? You can't be sure of them. And most people don't understand truly what it's like to be going through this. Sure, I do. Other people online do. But most people don't. The certainty and assurance that you're looking for has to come at an identity level at some point. And so that brings up the question, obviously, well, how do I do that? How do I figure out who I am in the midst of all this chaos? A big question to get you started is to ask yourself, who have I abandoned? What parts of myself have I abandoned in this relationship? Who would I be if I had never met them? And that can be painful to think about because you obviously still love them if this is painful for you. But what aspects of your personality, what aspects of your identity, your passions, your interests, your values would be different, both positive and negative, without this person? Identity is a relatively flexible thing. It's also incredibly hard to define in super clear and airtight categories. It is something where one person might define it and explain it in very logical ways. Other people, it might be more tied to an emotional sense that they have. For other people, it's about who they're serving, who they're helping, how they're making the world a better place. For others, it could be very much tied into their faith. So there's no one-size-fits-all solution to finding your identity. But whatever that looks like for you, find a path and make sure that that is one of the top priorities in this chaos.